In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Jesus is the man with the plan, I tell you. He is the man with the plan. Glory to God. We are taking a look at the book of Judges. Now, we don't see the book of Judges as a judge that we know, but they were called judges. And why did he raise up judges, and who were they? First of all, Israel flaunted their worship on the hills, and they worship Baal and Asherah. And, oh, they're having the best time, you know, doing these terrible things. And they go to the temple prostitute, and, you know, it was all part of it. And you know what God did? He let them experience suffering. And once the suffering came, they cried out, "Oh, God, have mercy on us." They cried out, "Oh, God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us." And the Lord appointed a regular person to lead Israel in war and win. We remember the greeting that Gideon got. "Oh, beautiful, strengthened man of God." And Gideon's looking around and saying, "Who is he talking to? I'm the runt of the litter." "Oh, warrior of God." "I'm the runt of the litter." "Me, the warrior of God. I have chosen you to lead the army of Israel. I have chosen. Not me. It can't be me." And you know what? It's like that today, too. The Lord chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. "Not me. How could I do these things?" Well, you can't. But the Lord can in, with, and through you. The Lord can in, with, and through you. God chose a weak man on purpose to show his power, to show his glory, to show his mercy. This is always the Lord's plan. You know what I'm saying? I wonder in all the seminaries that are Catholic, if the people that are being interviewed are asked, "How weak are you?" You know what I'm saying? I don't think many. Because God chooses the weak and makes them strong. God chooses weak men and weak women to do his bidding. Do you understand what I'm saying? We were with Sister Miriam yesterday. And you know, Miriam has blessed thousands and thousands of people. She's prayed with thousands and thousands of people. Miriam Patrice, we used to be funny with her, saying, "Sister Miriam Patrice of the Infant Jesus." It's not true, just Miriam Patrice. And, you know, there she is, the wonderful woman of God, 86 years old, who knows Jesus, who keeps her heart in prayer. She wakes up early in the morning and prays through the day, prays through the night. I'm telling you, Miriam is one of the people that God has chosen, And you know what? I don't know if she's weak, because I've never seen her weakness. I've always seen her strength. God working through Sister Miriam in a mighty, mighty way. And you know what? He's still working through Sister Miriam. While we were there, we saw Sister Vincentine. Oh, the Sister Vincentine, another prayer warrior who has prayed before the Blessed Sacrament day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out. The power of God. And Sister Vincentine said, "I pray for you," he said to me. You know, this is just amazing. These holy, awesome women of God that God chose so many years ago are still faithful to Jesus Christ, faithful to the church, and continue to pray in the presence of the Lord. I tell you, that's what we need. We need people that are prayer warriors that will pray through things. I want to tell you and confess to you, I'm not a prayer warrior. I'm not. I wish I was. And rather than wish, I could just make the time to be a prayer warrior. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes walking with God every single day. I try to walk with Him every single day. But I am not a prayer warrior. But I will tell you this. God answers my prayer. When I pray for other people, God answers my prayer. We were seeing this Saturday when we pray over the people, a young man that came to me 13 years ago with cancer, and that cancer was arrested, and he had no cancer for years and years and years. Now the cancer has come back, and his face was all swollen the first week. The second week he came, he looked 100% better. Now, he's not all healed yet. I'm not telling you that. But I'm telling you, when we pray with people, things happen. Things happen. Things happen. When we pray with people, things happen. Lady wrote me an email. No, this was Andrea. Andrea said on Saturday to me, would you pray for this young girl's aunt? She's in a coma. So we just prayed. I prayed that Jesus would take her out of the land of darkness into the land of the kingdom of God. And I prayed that Jesus would kiss her on the lips and wake her up like the prince kisses Snow White. I prayed that, and she wrote me an email and says, she's out of the coma. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that God uses the weak of the world to confound the wise? I'm never going to tell you I'm strong. I'm one of the weak of the world. I understand Gideon. I understand when he called him a mighty warrior. Gideon says, who are you looking at? You got the name wrong. Maybe one of my brothers, but not me. No, God says, I don't ever make mistakes. Do you know that? That God doesn't make mistakes when he calls you? And he called you to a purpose. And he called you to win the battle. And he called you to the end. Don't quit in the middle, you know. Don't quit in the middle because things get rough. Oh, yes, they get rough and tough. And it takes perseverance to continue to walk with Jesus. Because, you know, sometimes he seems like he's far, far away. But he's closer than your breath. What makes you think that? My faith. This is what has overcome the world. Even our faith. I tell you, if you are weak, and I know you are, don't use it as an excuse. Use it as a reason for God to work through you mightily, mightily, mightily. I'm looking at the 7th chapter of Judges. Then Zerubbabel, that is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Oh, you got too many people. Oh, no, because you know what? If they win the battle, they'll say, we did it. No, 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 I'm not going to choose all these people. This is wrong, because I know people. God, if God doesn't know people, no one does. They'll say, oh, you know, I healed that woman, you know, of her coma. I did not. I prayed, and God healed. God healed. I didn't heal her. God healed her. Through the prayers, through the tears of her niece, God healed her. I can't take any credit for that, but I can rejoice and say, thank you, God, for using me. Thank you, God, that I was at the right time, at the right place, doing what I was supposed to be doing. I can say that, but I know it is the Lord who heals. Jesus Christ, through his cross, through his death, and through his resurrection, heals. I received another letter from Debbie. Debbie lives at the Cape, and she wrote this most beautiful letter. When I saw it, I said, oh my gosh, look at all the words. But I read right through it. It was so complimentary, and how God has used them at the Holy Rosary to learn worship. Isn't that wonderful? And she said that they're coming to the School of the Holy Spirit. Well, my friends, why has God chosen us at Holy Rosary? He chooses the weak and makes them strong. I don't know if I'm strong. I just know that I'm weak. But I'll do anything. You know the old song? I'll do anything for you, Lord. Anything for you mean everything to me. Will you have a school? Anything. Would you have new life? Anything. Would you invite the people? Anything. Would you supply their needs? Oh, yes, I will. I'll do anything that the Lord calls me to do. Sometimes I'm a little, you're not angry, but saying, you know, Lord, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. But he keeps on knocking, and I keep on saying yes by the grace of God. And I have people in the house that have helped in ways that I would never be able to do it. Marie does the cooking. Leslie and Maureen, they just do they'll be doing the work of counting money and going to the bank and registering the people. I tell you, I couldn't do it without these people. I couldn't do it without these people. And that's just real. That's real. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there returned of the people. In other words, anybody that's afraid, just leave. Just leave. Go home. And the people, 22,000, there remained 10,000. So there were 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people are yet too many. They're too many. I don't want all these people. I want you to know I'm going to defeat the Midianites. I'm going to defeat them. You're not going to do it. You've got 10,000 people. They would be saying, we're so wonderful, you know? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all? Us, because we defeated the Midianites. Oh, no. Lord says, that's too many people. And this is, he's going to slice them down, I'm going to tell you. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee. And it shall be that whom I say unto thee, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And whomsoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go with you. So Gideon brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that laps the water with his tongue, as a dog laps him, shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting with their hand of their mouth, were 300 men. In other words, they lapped with the water in their hands, ready for battle. The others are in the water. They're not ready for battle. See, the Lord chooses those that are ready for battle, even though we're weak, ready for battle, because it's a battle. People say, are you in the battle? Oh, yeah, it's a battle. It's a battle, that's right. We battle not against flesh and blood, but we battle against powers and principalities. I tell you the truth. It's a battle. And people that don't say it's a battle, they're the people that don't know anything. You know, it's a battle, but we have overcome through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. We have overcome through the blood of the Lamb. Have I lost battles in my life? Oh, yes, I've lost battles. But you know when you lose the battle, what you do? You get up and start all over again. Oh, yes. Have I lost more than one? I've lost more and more and more. But you know what you do? You get up in the name of Jesus and you start all over again. Last year at this time, I wasn't able to preach the Word of God over the radio. Oh, it was very painful. It was very painful for me not to preach. We had tapes, but you know what? We got all the money we needed, even with the tapes. And people didn't even know that there were tapes. But the point of the matter is, I was so weak that I could not preach. I was so weak that I could not preach. But you know what? Finally, on the 15th of July last year, I got up and started again. I got up off my knees and started again, saying, okay, Lord, if you can use me, you can use me. I'm the weak one of the litter. You see, I don't talk to you people about my strengths because, you know, God chooses the weak and makes them strong. That's what I have to tell you. God chooses the weak and makes them strong. So the people took victuals in their hands and in their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man, unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. They're going to defeat the Midianites with 300? That sounds crazy. But you know what? If God says we only need 300, that's all we need is 300. Because God's going to do the fighting for us. You know, it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. And it came to pass that same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get you down unto the host, for I have delivered it into your hand. In other words, you're going to be winning this battle. But if you fear to go down with Purah, your servant, down to the host, and you shall hear what they are saying. And afterwards shall your hands be strengthened to go down into the host. Then went he down with Purah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men, and were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley. They looked like grasshoppers, for they were so many, and their camels were without number as the sand of the seaside for the multitude. Now, does that mean that they had as many camels as the sands of the sea? No, it's a way of expressing it. There were so many camels, so many men. They looked like grasshoppers. Who's going to be defeating these people? 300. You got to be kidding. No, God says, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit, says the Lord. We remember David, when he defeated Gideon, he says, I come to you in the name of the Lord, God of armies, and this day I will have your life. This little kid with a slingshot, 5 rocks. This is God's way of saying, you don't need much to win the battle. You only need me to be in back of you. That's what you need. You need me to be in front of you. You need me to be side of you. You need me to be upon you and below you. That's all you need is me. You know, the Beatles sang, all you need is love, and God is love. And Jesus is love. All you need is Jesus, and he will see you through. And they are looking at the people. They're more than they can count, and their camels more than they can count. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto the tent and smote it, that it fell and overturned it, and the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. When you talk about host, H-O-S-T, you're talking about armies. You're talking about armies. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, arise, for the Lord has delivered into your hands the host of Midian. They haven't fought yet, but he's declaring the reality. Oh, I heard someone had a dream. It was a prophetic dream. We're going to win them. We're going to win them. We're going to kill them. We're going to do all that we need to do. And he divided the 300 men into 3 companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, and empty pitchers, and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, you shall do what I do. Then when I blow with the trumpet, what was the trumpet used for? To worship. It was used to worship. When I blow with the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then bow low the trumpet also on every side of the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow with. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp. And all the host ran and cried and fled. Who won the battle? The Lord. The Lord won the battle. How did he win the battle? Through trumpets and through breaking vases or whatever they broke. I tell you, the Lord won the battle. You always remember that the first ones in the battle were the worshipers. The worshipers, because they knew it was not by might and it's not by power. It's by my Holy Spirit, says the Lord. And as they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled, the killing themselves, in Zarephath, and the border of wherever. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. That's all I'm going to do for today with our friend Gideon. Let me tell you, my friends, these scriptures are for us. They're for us. And if they won by worship, that's what we're going to be doing at the School of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be worshiping God. Not three songs and then we have the preacher. Oh, no, we worship God. For hours, we worship God, singing and dancing and praising God. We do it because that's how you win the victory. You win the victory by worship. And I know that. I want to learn that again. I want to learn that again, Lord, that we win the victory by worship, by worship. And if you pray in the Spirit, I ask you to at least spend a few minutes every day praying in the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit knows what is in the heart of God. So I want to tell you, people, you don't have to be afraid anymore because the Lord is with you. And I'm going to tell you what God told Gideon. Oh, mighty warrior of God. And you say, ooh, not me. Oh, mighty warrior of God, I have chosen you. And I have chosen you for victory. Victory is mine. Hit it. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Come on, victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. And I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Jesus. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus today is mine. What did you tell Satan? I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Jesus today is mine. Come on, victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And I told Satan, what? Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. I tell you, we have to proclaim the victory of the cross every single day, that Jesus Christ has died on the cross, was buried, and he was risen from the dead, and Jesus shed his blood so that we would have the victory. And if we're like Gideon, weak like Gideon, the Lord says, O mighty man of valor, O mighty woman of valor, I want to encourage Sister Vincentine and Sister Miriam to keep praying. And if you have any intentions for me, pray that I pray. Pray that I pray. That I get on my knees more than twice a day and pray that I pray, because victory is the Lord's. Victory is not me. Victory is the Lord's. And this will sound the trumpet in Zion that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, I do need to hear from you. We were $5,000 in the hole last month, and we pay our bills every month, and I need to hear from you if I'm going to continue on your station. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. I'm talking to you. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.